From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. President Trump has not released his taxes as his predecessors did, but a tiny window is now open to the public. Pages from his 2005 tax return are out. They show he earned $153 million and paid $36.5 million in income taxes. Longtime tax journalist David K. Johnston got the forms and talked about them on Rachel Maddow's MSNBC show last night. Let's look at what's inside with Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mark.
So what are the big takeaways here?
Well, first, a couple of caveats. This is only two pages of a return from more than a decade ago. It doesn't show us details about the sources of income or expenditures like charity, so we don't really have much detail about the president's financial life now. But one interesting point is that Donald Trump did pay some taxes in 2005. Previous leaks of other tax returns show he could have written off hundreds of millions of dollars of tax bills over time. We also learn that he, like many, took advantage of tax loopholes, writing off more than $100 million in business losses to lower his taxable income, landing at a tax rate of about 25%.
And inside these returns, we have the AMT. This is a big policy question. Remind us what that is and what we see in Trump's returns.
The reason President Trump ended up paying as much as he did in taxes in 2005 is because of the alternative minimum tax. That's a tax that specifically targets the wealthy to make sure that they didn't write off too much and pay very little. It's worth noting here that Trump specifically mentioned the alternative minimum tax during the campaign as a tax he wants to eliminate.
What's the White House saying about the release of these documents?
The White House seems to confirm that the documents are real, but criticized MSNBC for publishing the documents. The White House hasn't said whether President Trump will release his tax return while he's in office, even though that's tradition. The president and vice president are, under current law, subjected to mandatory audits by the IRS. And let's remember that Trump has used the excuse of audits for not releasing earlier returns, even though an audit doesn't actually prevent anyone from doing so.
Okay, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.